Yesu yobazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Ngenda kusaba ombuulize ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Ogende maaso n'okumutuukirizaako ekyawandikibwa ekyo.
And move on, fulfill upon them that scripture.
Ekiri mu Yobu esuula ya 23, verse 14.
Chapter 23 verse 14.
Mugambe,
tell them
ntikatonda atukirize byasonga kengalo okubera ebibyo
that God fulfills what he pointed a finger to be yours
nebirale ebiringe ewe bitu
and the many others like those
siranga katonda
and God
aina plan enonje eri obulambu
he has a good plan upon your life
abo yategeza mba mubefese suleri yokubiri
as he spoke in Ephesians chapter 2
onyule 10
verse 10
bagamba anti
and he says that
uli mulimo gwa katonda
we are God's workmanship
abantu ndwa mu Kristo Yesu
created in the Christ Jesus
ebikolwa ebirungi
unto the good works
katonda betekirafu okubitambulira
those God ordained that we move by them before the world existed.
Kali biringa ebyo.
Now many like those.
Biyomwagaliza.
At the one you wish them.
Ngana biwandi biyagaliza.
As you would have wished them to yourself.
Wanga yogera mba Filipo. Esule yokubiri.
He speaks in Philippians 2.
Nyoro okona.
The verse 4.
Tingatoloza ebyo weka.
And you don't think of only things alone. But even of the others.
Twebaza Katonda omuyinza ebintu byonna.
We thank God Almighty.
Oyatuwendowoze nungi.
He gives us a good mindset.
Eri yagaliza bannaffe ebisinga obulungi.
Wishes our brethren the best.
Ngana ffe twandibiyagaliza.
As we would have wished them to ourselves.
Amanya neddoboozi.
By name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman
no musome fa Bible
and our Bible reader Teacher Jacob
tubagala nnyo mwena
we love you all
mulinyerya mukama waffe Yesu
in the name of the Lord Jesus
mwana wa Katonda omulamu
son of the living God
tusinzira mbuweereza buno
we base in this ministry
mulembo mpya
the new generation
ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde
which has the full knowledge of God
n'ekitiibwa kye
and his glory
ate ku mulundi guno
and on this time
era okugenda maaso kuleetera okwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi
and to move on bring to you the answering of God to the world.
Lwachi waliwe mitawana mingi.
Why there are many troubles?
Changu mwaka 2022 gutandika.
Ever since the 2020 began.
Tuchi agena maso ne phase yokubiri.
We are still moving on with the second phase.
Oluvanyuma wetu amaliriza phase ya soka.
After we finished the first phase.
Okwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
The answering of God to the world.
Lwachi waliwe mitawana mingi.
Why there are many troubles?
Changu mwaka 2022 gutandika.
Ever since the 2020 began.
Phase ya soka.
In the first phase.
Yagena maso kutuwa answer mu answer hizo na.
It moved on give us answer within all the answers.
Obaje tumanyinga answer among answers.
The answer mu answers on now.
Yes, yebazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda aliko mwaka okuva mwaka 2022 na wabera mtawana kunsi.
That God left from the year 2020 to be troubles on the earth.
Ni kigendo kyokugulawo kuitibwa kwa kwaza subiza manga gonna.
With the aim of officially opening his worldwide call.
Okusinzira mu Uganda Kwali Africa.
Which based in Uganda Pearl of Africa.
Era mukuitibwa oko.
And in that call.
Ngaisa manga gonnokola amu na mulimu gwo kusemba kusema zingawense.
And he has called on nations work with him in this final work on the planet earth.
Wazaba subizo kuva kutondwa kwegone isi.
That he has come promising from creation of heaven and earth.
No mulimu ogo.
And that work.
Ni revival.
It's the revival.
No kudizibwa buja.
And the restoration.
Kuchasinzira okusemba kusema zingawense.
The greatest and the last on this planet earth.
Okwenjiri yobulokozi
of the gospel of salvation
injiri yobakabaka bwakatonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
bwakabaka obw'omuggulu
the kingdom of heaven
iriyo twabizo ku ansezo
and there we
zeso yasoka
we were given those answers in the first
akano tuchagena maso
right now we are moving on
nokuwa answers nyingi
to give you the many answers
iza katonda
of God
ngayanu kuli nsi
as he answers the world
lwachi waliwe mitawana mingi buchango mwaka 2022 gutandika
why there are many troubles ever since their 2020 began.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Phase ne yokubiri.
In this second phase.
Wasiwo moto ogugamba.
Under the heading saying.
Obunabbi bwa Katonda buli myandi ko bituku butukiride.
God is biblical prophecies have come to pass.
Chi echidako.
What is next?
Yesu yabazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tetwebaza mukama.
Now we thank the Lord.
Azatu wa answers nyingi.
He's come giving us many answers.
Baka mchisira kino.
Up to this time.
Wetuli okulabira esara ezemirundi ena ezobu nabbi.
Where we are seeing the four types of prophetic prayers.
Yesu yabazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuchagena maso.
We are still moving on.
Nokulabika ngatumaliriza esara yobu nabbi olutalo.
That we finish a prophetic prayer of warfare.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we are
moving on, reveal to you seven things.
Those you
have to know on the prayer of warfare.
And we are
finishing the seventh point.
On
the things you have to know on prayer of warfare. That point tells
us that we are
led by the Holy Spirit together with the angels
to
fulfill scriptures of warfare in the prayer of warfare. Praise Jesus
much.
Now we began to see the four groups of angels, those who handle prayers of warfare, to fulfill scriptures of warfare, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We finished to see the group of angel Michael, those who fight wars, who move on to trapping and to overcome. They chase demons, trap them and overcome. To be able to fulfill Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 37,
that
if God be on our side, who can be against us? That we are more than conquerors in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus,
man.
Then when we finished, we moved on to see the second group of angels, those of warfare, the angels Abaddon of the chains, those who fulfill most. Matthew 18 verse 18, where we were told whatever you bind on earth, even in the heavens it will be bound. To meaning that we as who believe God and His word, we stand as we quote those scriptures which speak of binding demons, the evil spirits. Angels responsible come from heavens to fulfill. According to Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 and 2, we say, and I saw an angel come from heaven, and he had a big chain in his hand, and the key of the bottomless pit. And he laid hold of the dragon Satan, and he bound him for 1,000 years. In that word we mean like this, that the Holy Scriptures, we are responsible to fulfill them together with angels. Most when we reach this part of warfare, still the angels responsible to fulfill.
And then
it will be fulfilled what's in Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. You cannot enter a strong man's house and spoil his works, except you first capture the strong man and you move on to bind him. We saw that the world, many evil works of Satan have remained there, and of his demons, those people do. Even though there are prisons, there are armies,
police,
the police, the hospitals, yet they cannot stop the evil works of
Satan
and of demons of Satan, because most cannot cause binding of those demons. Even though at times they imprison those who committed crimes, that they can limit those crimes,
because
they don't bind demons which use people do those things. Those demons move on, possess others, and they use them commit more evil works. That's why we enter in binding, as we send army of angels of chains to take evil spirits binding the bottomless pits. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now today we want to look at the angel of fire and the angel of the scales, the group of angels of fire, the group of angels of the scales. Praise Jesus much. In fulfilling prayer of warfare, as we quote scriptures of warfare, praise Jesus much. Many times, we have heard people calling fire, mostly on the side of born again Christians, in our churches, and we call fire. Every problem which appears, that's spoken of,
fire.
We speak fire. Now that word we spoke it, but it did not base in scriptures of truth in that time. That's why the reason angels of fire never appeared. Although we call angels of fire, they are there fulfilled scriptures quoted.
We are
going to see even angels of the scales in the prayer of warfare where they come to be involved.
For
this where it speaks saying, you cannot attack another king before you count the army on your side, even on the side of your enemy, to attack. For the angel of the scales, first realize we need group of angels to which numbers in the war.
So na ye mukuru murutau no inzo gambati ya nona mochi.
It is involved in this war. You can ask what brought him.
Tuweba zakatunda atu igirizu kugasa.
We thank God to teach us a prophet.
Ngabu yatu subiza.
As he promised us.
Basinzi da wali muisaya yana muamunana.
Basing in Isaiah 48.
Kumina musamu.
Verse 17.
Na agamant nizemu kama abaya igirizu kugasa.
He says, I'm the Lord teaching you to prophet.
Edaba lage kubali mba mkwata.
And we show you the way you have to head.
So ne kumuru ndiguno.
Now even this time.
Ayagaru tu igiriza kubikwata.
He wants to teach us concerning army of angels of fire and the angels of the council, those of scales, that we no more just speak fire, but we can quote scriptures sending angels fulfill them in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit. We know of it. And that's Psalms 103 verse 20. Angels are there to fulfill the scriptures. Let's read we hear.
Zaburi ya sura ya 13 n'olu nyiriri olwa 12.
Psalms 103 verses 20.
Mumwebaze mukama mwe bamalayika be, mwe abazira abamanyi abatuukiriza ekigambo kye, nga muwulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye. Olwabirimu olumu. Mumwebaze mukama mwe mwenna ejje lye, abaweereza be abakola by'ayagala.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mutunda zaburi ya 13.
When you look to Psalms 103, the verse 20.
Agamba nti mwebaze mukama.
He said, bless the Lord.
Mu bamalayika be.
You is angel.
Abazira abamanyi.
The mighty ones.
Batukirize ekigambo kye.
Who fulfill his word.
Abuulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
As you hear the voice of his word.
Nti ffe tubeerayo okukwotinga ebyawandiikibwa ebyo.
We here we are there to quote those scriptures.
Naddala kati nga musaale n'olutalo.
Most like in this prayer of warfare. When they hear voice of the scripture quoted, for they know them, they run swift to fulfill them. But they work with all who are in the army of God, those who do the will of God. The verse 21, you hear what it says. Bless him, the hosts of God, you who fulfill the will of God. Now those angels, they know all the scriptures, and we, they are just waiting for us to quote the voice of those scriptures. That is why you see
Gabriel,
Gabriel, when he came to prophet Daniel, he told him, I want to tell you what's written in the scriptures of truth, for they know them. According to Daniel chapter 10 verse 21, he speaks as he says like this.
Daniel chapter 10
verse 21.
Mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima. So si wali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo. Wabula Mikayiri omulangira wa mwe.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Malaika Gabriel yanyonyola nabbi Daniel.
Injo Gabriel explained to prophet Daniel.
Daniel sureyo eyekumi.
In Daniel chapter 10.
Olunyolwa abiri mworum.
Verse 21.
Tinaina kutegeza ibyandi kwambyandi kwe byamazima.
tell you what's written in the scriptures of truth. You know, when they say the scriptures of truth, there are false scriptures written in the world.
But
when we speak of scripture as of truth,
they
are those which come from the book of God.
Bible.
On this world which they have named a word, the Holy Bible. Yes.
But
all the others written what you're into out there, those not of the book of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Those are yours.
And
the angels know them that those are the lies.
But
they want to tell what's written in the scriptures of truth. And the truth is the Christ. Who came in the scroll written about him. All the other things written there out there, the lies. But when we speak of scriptures of truth, truth is the Christ, as John 14 verse
6.
And is the one who came in this scroll of the book of God, the Bible. Hebrews 10 verse 6 to down. That came in the scroll which was written about him. And him is the word of God.
So in
that word we speak words. That the angels and these of fire we study of now, they are there to hear the word of God to fulfill it. As they hear its voice, you see that they fulfill it.
But
if it reaches, we want to burn powers of darkness. We want to burn the demons.
We
want to burn the sicknesses. As cancer.
You know,
cancers, as others go to hospitals to burn them. They go in the hospitals, they burn them. But it, at times it comes back. Some sicknesses to be burnt, even the world knows it. Sicknesses like those need to be burnt. There is an angel responsible to burn them. And I think even the HIV virus need to be burnt, for the medicine has failed on it.
It
need to be burnt with a serious fire. That's why in church we believe HIV can be cured, but with fire which comes from the word of God, which is moved by angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
all those scriptures you hear, let's say Jeremiah chapter 23, say my word is a consuming fire. Anytime it's sweet, he preached in the Bible, you may not see its fire consuming. But appoint the angels of fire here of it. They want to indeed show the word of God is a consuming fire. You first read and you see. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29.
Ekigambo kyange tekifaanana muliro. Bwayogera Mukama.
Yes. My word. Is it not like a fire?
It's
not like a hammer that breaks.
You know,
praise the HIV virus, it has a combat, it clothes and hides deep in there. Now if you say God, you say Jeremiah 23, that the word is a consuming fire, a hammer which breaks.
One
army of your angels of fire
will
pass through now to burn the demons, burn sickness as HIV,
and
break the combat
where
HIV hides in the blood.
They
are there to tap what as God said.
The prayers
we quote,
he say
what?
Quoted
Katonda what?
Chechi?
What is God?
Ekigambo chechi?
What is what?
Okay, damn to Rabbi.
You repeat, we say. Jeremiah 23:29.
Bwayogera mukama. Yata kifanana nyonde ya saya soluwazi.
Yes.
Akugambe Yeremiah 23:29.
Ekigambo
kyange tekifanana muliro.
Not my word like a fire.
Bwayogera mukama.
Saith the Lord.
Era tekiringa nyonde ya saya
enjazi. Hammer that breaks rock.
Atibuba malaika bo muliro olulira nti ekigambo kyekiki.
Angels of fire when they hear is what is what?
You are
quoting. It's a fire.
Bagenda kugula bako.
They are going to see of it.
I've
seen how scriptures are to be fulfilled. Now angel of fire spoken of
in
Revelation 14 verse 18, he quickly moves to fulfill that. If those who pray within faith,
faith
is what cometh from hearing and hearing that word of God. You first read Revelation 14 verse 18, we see. Revelation chapter 14 verse 18.
Yes.
Even another angel came from the altar of God.
He
has charge over the fire. Not this fire of your home, that of the saucepan that you cook with.
But this
electricity, we speak of fire. That which burnt Sodom and Gomorrah. Out there we got Sahara and Kalahari Desert. Even cities near in there were burnt to turn into smaller deserts. The other fire which burns
and
tears up the world.
Where
there's been a city with trees and mountains, they cease to be. That is the fire we speak of, which can burn powers of darkness. You know, when we get in, be redeemed,
are
redeemed from the power of darkness.
That is the power
of darkness, the powers of Satan. If you don't bring angels of fire,
there's
nothing you can do on them. That's why now the world is filled of powers of darkness. For those who called fire, they did tell angels of fire, mostly the one you've had in charge of fire. You know when he speaks with us, Colossians chapter 1. He said when God redeemed
us
in the authority of the power of darkness. Let's read we here. Colossians chapter 1 verses 12.
Kitaffe, yatusanyiza ffe omugabo ogw'obusika obw'abatukuvu mu musana olw'13. Eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka obw'omwana w'omwagalwa.
Yes.
Yatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza.
Delivered us from powers of darkness. And these are powers of darkness.
Geetaaga bamalayika b'omuliro ne balabisibwa.
Angels of fire to manifest.
Batandika tuukiriza.
They begin to fulfill.
Yeremiah 23:29.
Jeremiah 23:29.
Ekigambo kya Katonda muliro ogwokya.
Word of God is a consuming fire.
Nyonde ya saya senjazi.
Hammer breaking rocks.
And
when you've
heard in
Revelation 14
verse 18,
I saw angel in charge of fire comes from the altar of God. It's an altar of God, the fire of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati oyu abo.
Now those.
Basobola okwokya amaanyi g'ekizikiza.
A one who can burn powers of darkness.
Kusinziira bw'owulidde mu Bakolosaayi.
According to how you've heard Colossians.
Esula eyo esooka nnyonyi 12 pa 13.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 12.
Nga twebaza kitaffe.
As we thank the Father.
Eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza.
Who saved us from the powers of darkness.
N'atuwala mu bwakabaka obw'omwana w'omwagalwa.
As in the kingdom of his dear son.
Eno ensi erimu amaanyi g'ekizikiza.
In this world the powers of darkness.
Amaanyi g'omubi sitaani.
Powers of the evil Satan.
Naddala mu bwengula awo.
Mostly in the sky.
Nga bw'ogezaako okulowooza ennyo ku Katonda.
If you try to think most of God.
Oba oyagala osoma ennyo ekigambo kye.
If you want to read most his word.
Owulira resistance.
You feel a resistance.
Basooka ne bakanyugamu ekibuuzo ekizitowa.
First throw in you a heavy question.
Ne bakugamba.
And they tell you.
Katonda yali aludda nga atonda eggulu n'ensi ogamba gy'ali.
Where was God when he created heaven and earth? If you say
that. N'ogezaako fumintiza ayinza okuba yali aludda.
And you try to meditate perhaps where he was.
N'ogamba sinza gamba nti yali mu ggulu.
And you say I can't say he was in heaven.
Kubanga ate yatonda eggulu.
For he created heaven.
Yali aludda nga alitonda nga tolowooza.
Was he when he created it? You cannot
think. Kakati wofuna answer.
And when you get the answer.
Joba yali waggulu w'eggulu.
That he was above the heavens.
Babagamba ate yavaawa.
And they asked you where did he come from?
Olwonga tolina tosobola kufumintiriza nnyo.
You cannot meditate.
Nti waliyo obutaggwaawo.
There is the everlasting.
Okusuka waggulu w'eggulu.
Beyond above.
Tebakuganya wabeerawo amaanyi awo olutalo.
Cannot allow you this.
Abasinga bwe basoma ekigambo mubutuufu.
When they really read the word.
Bafuna otulo.
They get sleep.
Bagwamu amaanyi.
They get weak.
Ati wabiriwo amaanyi g'ekizikiza agabeera mu nsi.
The powers of darkness in the world.
Agaba sitaani.
Of Satan.
Getaga kuwochebwa.
Needs to be burnt.
Sina muliro guno.
Not with fire blowing with the mouth.
Mbadde mugamba fire.
Since you spoke fire.
Ah.
No.
Omanyi waliwo okukkiriza.
You know there is faith.
Nakuliko ebikolwa ebifu.
And there are wrong acts.
Tukkiriza okwokya.
We believe in burning.
Naye tetukkiriza mu kikolwa ekyokuba.
Don't believe in the act of blowing fire ourselves. No.
Tukkiriza mu kikolwa ekituma malayika ow'omuliro.
Believe in an act sending an angel of fire.
Agenda okwokya.
To go to burn.
Yeso kukkiriza okutaliko bikolwa kufu.
Faith without works is dead.
Naye n'okukkiriza okuliko ebikolwa ebifu nako kufu nnyo.
Wrong works also is dead faith.
Yes, we have
spoken. Praise Jesus much.
No,
faith with wrong works is dead faith too much. It's so dead.
Kubate kati gwatobo buzabuza
nokubuzabuza.
Kuinza nokuteka mesubi elitaliyo.
Even putting your hope which is not there.
Nga tusubira ekintu kyokoze kiri mukukkiriza.
We hope what you've done is in faith.
Naye ebikolwa byotaddeko nga bifu.
But the works you've
done. Kati tusubira nga teri suubi.
See how we hope and there's no hope.
Waakiri mbeerawo nga sirina suubi.
At least I'm there without hope.
Okusinziira okusinga lwemba n'essuubi efu.
Instead of having hope which is wrong.
Kubanga nze atalina suubi.
For me without hope.
Mukama anampa essuubi.
God will give me hope.
Naye nze alina essuubi eritali tuufu.
Me with wrong hope.
Ani alimponya?
Who will save me?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So bwe tutuuka kumaanyi ago ag'ekizikiza.
When we reach those powers of darkness.
Efeso biri beyogerako ennyo.
Which Ephesians 2 speaks most of.
Ndi bwe twali nga tugobeera omulangiro w'amaanyi ago ag'omubbanga.
We followed the prince of the power of the air.
Gakavalinga obwengula bw'ensi eno n'owulira.
Cover the sky of this world and you hear.
Kakati kankubuulire.
Now let me tell you.
Abantu bangi bandyagadde basome Bible bagitegeere.
Many people would have wanted to read the Bible and understand it.
Nibasingana resistance.
But they meet a resistance.
Munyesingana ngasoma mwakanyirika.
Someone finds they read out one verse.
Nomra nyesingana.
And another finds.
Ngatalina ngeri.
They have no way.
Yakujisoma.
Of reading it.
Nomra ngatalina ngeri yakutegeera.
Another has no way to understand it.
Omulala.
Another.
Urwamanyike kizikiza agali mubanga afuna yulimu.
By powers of darkness in the air they get a urim.
Enako zino machiita lema word.
This time they call it the rema word.
Chakagwirawo.
It's just
tekirumbu andike bwa Bible.
It's not written in the Bible.
Chitonye.
It's knocked down.
So konsomere befeso gorabe.
You read Ephesians and you see.
Abefeso sura iyo kubiri no runyiriri olusoka.
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1.
Erana mwe yabazukiza bwe mwalinga mufiride mbyonono nebibi byamwe. Olinyo lwo kubiri. Bye mwatambuliranga mu edda ngemirembe gyensendo bwigiri. Okugoberera ngo mukuru w'obuyinzi obw'omubbanga.
Mhm.
Omwe kukoza kakano mubana abatawulira.
Yes. Gwe. Kugamba twagobeeranga.
Ngera
abalala muli ewe mukyagoberera.
As others are still out there following.
Omulangiro wa manya go mubanga
ekizikiza. The power of the air, that of darkness.
Omwe kukoza mbana abajembera ekigambo kya Katonda.
Using children of disobedience. They rebel against the word of God. Those who twist the word of God shift from its meaning. Those who subtract and add within it. Those who seek their own things within it. Demon, Satan, and his fallen angels using disobedience.
Now
it's power within the air, in the sky. That you can't lift a head thick of things of heaven. If you try to think of things of heaven,
others,
they feel as if they're gradually getting dizzy. As if they are sorting no more understanding. We to be able to stand this world in this generation. We called army of angel of fire. Officially in these last hours, those of this world, from the date 27th October up to 1st December
2019,
and we welcome them all in the entire world. You know, you can say you would have left angel Michael alone to work.
Yes,
it's true, they make us more than conquerors. As they cast
demons,
they trap them.
Yes,
army of Abaddon of the chains, capture, go bind in the bottomless pit. But because powers of darkness would have remained behind, you know, someone's power and strength and be in a certain place. As you see the name of the president,
it
has power. The president is coming. Before he arrives, you experience and feel his power. Powers of darkness remain behind. Almost you've not fought yet. That's why will come angel of fire to burn.
He
burns powers of darkness in the sky. You hear what they have called 5G and 6G networks, which fight with the powers upon which the world is moving. We shall not waste time with them. Angel of fire. He will burn. We shall not wait. The other things of children you've been doing, stop them. You know, Bible says, when you were a child, you spoke like a child. You
did things to children. Fire.
Of you being a child, you spoke fire.
This
time of maturity, it's of understanding.
Calling
of fire, those in charge of fire. When you were a child, you spoke how? Read me Corinthians, you see.
First
Corinthians chapter 13, verse
11.
Yes. When you were a child, spoke as a child, understood as a child,
that
is the fire of God.
Thought
you will become a dragon to blow it. Those are what you thought. And
fire!
You have to say fire. Stop when you've matured like today. Understand if you've understood
that there are
angels in charge of fire to burn powers of darkness, to burn the devils, to burn sicknesses.
Fire!
Don't dare speak fire by
fire!
Yourself.
Fire!
Fire! Don't do those things. Understand like one mature in the world. Pastor, you understood as a child, stop that. One who say, Apostle, still now. You are trying to
respond,
Pastor. Now, do those you do, and you've left aside angels who have that charge.
Revelation
14, verse 18. I saw an angel come from altar of God at the church over the fire.
The
authority of fire came from your mouth. to blow it, the fire. You know, you have a mindset of young children.
But
when we were children,
if I
wanted to enter to see where?
In the radio.
We wanted to enter within the radio, see people speak within it. When we matured, we
understood
that there are people in a studio somewhere and they
send
waves of voices to speak to us. You almost enter the television that you two can appear on air. Now, in childish understanding, concerning the consuming fire, burning powers of darkness, burning the devils, burning sicknesses, we don't just blow fire like dragons. We have
an
army of angels in charge of the fire. This world, you see, Bible says, under the hand of the evil one, one of what gives him the grip, it's the powers of darkness.
that
even when a demon is not standing, it's power of darkness there. You first read John, you see. Chapter 5.
Baro yokane chisoka isuli yokutano. Noru nyiriri olwe 19.
First John chapter 5 verse 19.
Tumanyinga tuli ba katonda. Nensi yonna erimbubi.
Yes.
Tumanyinga fe twafuka ba katonda.
We became of God. But the whole
world
is in the hand of the evil one. It held within it. But you may see in a place there is not a demon there. But when powers of darkness are present there, a person feels the one who speaks out a heavy vulgar word.
Yes. Now,
if you to save the world, when powers of darkness need to be bound,
because
the chasing of demons in the way we have army of angel Michael, they have chased them.
Abaddon
of the chains have bound them. And you don't take away powers of darkness, till they will remain using people to commit evils. Now we need an army
of the
angels which burn with fire.
Bible
says, when we are fighting, we fight with the rulers, those with evil powers, spirits with spiritual wickedness, that they bewitch. Powers of darkness are involved in there. And they turn your understanding. Let's read Ephesians, you hear what it tells you. Ephesians 6 verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza. Na amanyi. Naba fugensi abo mchizi kiza chino.
Yes.
Nemyo yejo bubi. Mubifo ebya waguru.
You heard the fight, how it is standing. Now you have to know there are things you fight with, and there are a number of them. Let me repeat for you. It is the criteria of fighting as they are standing. You thought you only fight in principalities. But
the
fight is prison levels here.
For the rest not against flesh and blood.
You're not fighting your uncle or your grandfather or your auntie, those clothed in flesh. Others you are fighting with. If you go in a place, they tell your grandfather is bewitching you. Your grandfather has nothing like witchcraft. Those with witchcraft are the devils and their dark powers. They are one using your grandfather for the
dragon.
You fight your mother, uncle, or grandfather, or your stepmother. You will not overcome.
Otegedde.
You've understood.
Otegedde burungi.
Have you understood well?
Nti nebo ona abalwanyisa jajjaawo bakojjaawo basengaawo.
Or you fight your uncle.
Oba mama oba stepmother.
Mother or
stepfather.
Or stepfather.
Oba neighbor.
Or your neighbor.
Oba oyo w'okumulimu gwe we mukola emirimu gye gimu ng'atunda nnyo.
Workmate and they sell much.
Nebo ona amulwanyisa agwe.
You will fight them to fall.
Nebona muroga.
Though you will bewitch them.
Kagati nabakai mabega chota nabakulwanagana nacho.
Behind what you've not yet fought with.
You know that you know them be na musai.
This fight is never in flesh and blood.
Chitegeza nebuo wangu na jajjao bakojjao.
Though you win your father or grandmother.
Or stepmother.
Or your stepmother.
Ubatona wangula.
Not yet won.
Erebyo mbivana ko.
And stop to things.
Mutunulirecho kulwa ebyokulwanisa ebintu n'olwanisa ebitufu.
Rightful weapons we have to fight with.
Ebibimwe warana abantu n'abantu.
Those we fight human beings with human beings.
Ebikola makuru.
They do not make
meaning. Betulanagana obasimbina musayi.
What we fight with are not flesh and blood.
Kwegamante bayambalanga ko kumbina musayi kuno gwe tuli musimu babera.
They have never clothed flesh and blood. They don't live in it.
Tebazali wabana baba.
They are not born by human beings.
Nayagamba.
But he says.
But against principalities. Bahamasaza.
They are principalities.
Mizimu ya mubwengula.
Demons in the sky.
Against powers. Betuma rokulwanisa bahamasaza.
After we fight people.
Mizimu ya malaika abagwa ngatu kuwatagana na amani.
Angels, then we target their power.
Gari agekizikiza.
The powers of darkness.
Njagara omkubira oruhi amanyi gekizikiza.
Why do you slap those powers of darkness?
Orirabye yonge dotegera.
Move to understand. I told you.
Kubikula 14:18 yakugambye.
Genesis 14:18 says.
Waliwo malaika ava ku choto cha mukama.
An angel from the altar. Akuliro
muliro guli gwe nyine ogwocha.
Church of the fire which burns serious.
Kuocha manyiga chizikiza.
Burning powers of darkness.
Agarwa dagalete dwemis.
Sicknesses brought by demons.
Agarwa digwe munafu ombiri.
Of body weakness they consume them out. We fight with powers.
It's
the time you dream
there.
Powers that have engulfed you. No one has even touched you. You feel powers have pressed down your head. They don't call Abaddon. No. Don't call Abaddon of the chains. Angel of fire. You burn powers of darkness. Them too, we fight with them.
Have
you seen?
Against evil powers. Against rulers of the darkness of the world.
That darkness is of ignorance.
Kubanga tundayagira omusana gwakenga
muchizikiza light shining darkness
musana ogwo kumanya
light of knowledge
wote bakiriza kulere kumanya musi
acceptable knowledge in the world is not acceptable.
If you
are to bring
it, in the
fight you have to get him
involved.
You fight first in principalities. Send your
Michael
with the traps.
The
one with the chains binding
him.
And you fight with powers.
That is
for the court.
You
teach people they are just dozing off. But if you
preach,
they say, "How God take it?" They do not sleep.
Now
you come explain heaven. Explain righteousness. They straight begin to doze off.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Now, when we're
fighting in this war.
From
the ruling of darkness of ignorance. If you're to command light to shine in the darkness, light of knowledge, light passing through the word of God, you have to fight powers of darkness go out of the way.
But
when there is darkness of ignorance, they rule and they even relax. As you see in this generation, they, what have they been doing? After prayers which were prayed
on
27th October,
1st
of December 2019, the war arose.
Angels
are moving out in warfare. We too. As the world put us on tension.
We
are 2020
begun.
We too that we can begin to be alert.
What?
Because we got corrupted much. Let's
stop.
Because of the situation, we've gotten back to sanity. Began to get out of powers of darkness. Holy Spirit and angels help us from there. Travels have done much on this preparation. And if not prepared well, if troubles are what will prepare us well, let them keep on happening. Someone say, still servants of God always are like that.
Those
prophet Micaiah never speak any good thing on us. We speak of which good things when there's no goodness around. Promise you which peace when there's no peace to the evil one. And we shall speak peace unto those worthy of peace. We fight with what? They've said, principalities, powers of darkness, rule in darkness of this world, darkness of ignorance.
Again, spiritual wickedness,
and
even the places,
witchcraft and
sorcery. Syria Muddo.
In witchcraft, not of herbs. Let me tell you that you go in a shrine. Get out grass herbs. Before you burn paths of darkness, walk through those herbs.
There
is no herbs which are sorcery in it. Nothing.
They're
just attachments in Satan's mentality of stealing. And it makes you think that the heart of God, there is sorcery within it. You see that? Though you get the calabash of Satan, you burn them. They call them the calabash, those funny things of the shrines. Powers of darkness, you choke. Many burnt those. Powers overshadowed them and they got mad. Powers of darkness. You see, pastors, before they burnt the calabash and the things of the shrines, demons rose up against people. Them too, they rose up against them. They ended up in desiring for the world, in the adulteries, in the immorality. You find the pastor looking at a car last night after it.
Limousine.
A limo, that limousine, he feels for it. Even put intercessors to intercede on the side for that.
But they
can draw it to him in the name of God.
Greed,
how did you then reach it except you have demons in yourself? The pastor is yearning to travel other nations. Have you finished them? You move places in Uganda, finish them, preach there. We have a couple of tribes in here in Uganda. And you see how the fight is standing to fight with spiritual wickedness.
Most
people are bewitched. They are moving under the timing, remote control of Satan.
When
this time they are drinking, smoking cocaine, they are remote controlled for that. This time they smoke cigarettes. This time they enter drink alcohol.
They
go in immorality. Prostitution has begun. You see those we fight with?
That's
where we've told you.
In
Revelation 14, verses 18. The angel with charge over the fire. In Revelation 16, verse 7,
the
Bible still says this.
Revelation
16, verse
7. Mukama Katonda, omuyinza w'ebintu byonna, gya mazima era gya nsonga emisango gyo. Olunya olw'omunaana, owookuna n'afuka ekibya kye ku njuba, neweebwa okwokya abantu n'omuliro. Olunya olw'omwenda, abantu ne bookebwa okwokya okunene, ne bavuma erinnya lya Katonda alina amaanyi ku bibonyoobonyo ebyo, ne bateenenya okumuwa ekitiibwa.
Yes. You know, Bible shows the Holy Spirit is responsible of it. He speaks between it. The altar of God. It says his radius. The angel of fire. He pours it in the sun. Don't you see there is fire in the sun? This fire exceeds real fire. You are to burn the fire, for it too is fire. You have to bring the other fire from the altar of God. We started of that fire. When it's come to burn, it indeed burns. And it can be measured. Angel of scales. And it passes a human body. And it only burns out sicknesses within it. An angel came down in a pillar of fire. And the bush was not getting consumed. It's measured by angel of scales.
Say
the fire you take. Going to burn paths of darkness, take a lot of it. Because it's to burn sickness. And in a human being, let it go on this level. And it also has
to
burn every virus of HIV where it is. Have you heard?
Hey.
That's why it was on the bush, as if it was getting burnt, yet it was not getting consumed. Let's read the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1.
Awo Musa yalinga alunda ekisibo kya Yesero mukoddomi we, kabona we Midian. N'atwala ekisibo ennyuma w'eddungu n'atuuka ku lusozi lwa Katonda Kolebu. Olunya olw'okubiri, malayika wa Mukama n'amulabikira mu lulimi lw'omuliro okuva wakati w'ekisaka. N'atunuulira, laba, ekisaka ekyo ne kyaka omuliro, ekisaka ne kitasiriira.
Yes,
ekisaka,
the bush.
Malayika wa Mukama akidde mu muliro.
The angel of God has come down in a fire. Angel of fire is right there. Lighten it on the bush. It's not getting
green.
It remained green. Fire was all over it. The fire is all over it.
Ay, ay, ay.
My. That's what you hear, they said it only to heal and it burns out only sickness.
I said,
angel of Kells is involved in this warfare in these missions. The point it reaches, they have to calculate. You know, even in warfare they do work
in calculation.
Those who calculate wars. Physical wars.
Yes.
They do it.
America cannot attack
Uganda. Strike with missile if they go on the fight with it.
First,
calculate, look. And they
said,
now those ones. Even some of our weapons, don't take them there. Take one bullet gun.
Shoot
one. They know nothing much. The other man shoot one bullet. Every second loaded to shoot out one. He
loads,
shoots.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
Sabo Uganda.
Now, brethren, when we reach on these words, when we reach on the army of angels of fire and of the scales,
and
where they fulfill the holy scriptures, which speak of warfare, this fire is measured, which burns demons, that which burnt Sodom and Gomorrah, burning powers of darkness.
That's why
when you send demons to the desert, they say leave us, they burn us again. Don't go back to the desert. God burnt Sodom and Gomorrah.
Come
to a desert, you send us there. Let's read in Genesis. Genesis chapter 19, verse 24.
Nebyo ebyamera kutaka. Urabiri mo mukaga. Naye mukazi we naatunula ennyuma. Ennyuma we ngamuvaako ennyuma. Naafuuka empagi ey'omunnyo.
Yes. Genesis 19:23 downwards.
Katonda naatonyesa omuliro okuva mu ggulu.
God rained fire from heaven.
Sikugamba nti gwava mu malaika yali avaayo ng'agutonyesa.
It came from there. It's angel who came from there raining the fire down.
And
he burnt Sodom and Gomorrah with cities nearing there. The other fire is so powerful.
But
when the woman looked behind, she wasn't in the midst of fire.
She
was in a distance far from the fire where it was.
It
passed her.
Turned
the pillar of salt. It has commands with measurements. When they tell it that you burn when you are invisible, burns when it's invisible, you can't see it. Demons yelling. That's why I told you, angel of scales. He also goes with them. There are things they have to be measured.
Fire
which burns
a
city and waits one command. They said no one should look behind. One who looks behind is where we pass heat through the person. And it passes the... That fire, it's beyond even atomic bomb.
Gukira bomu gwezo wali otegedde
beyond the bombs you have ever realized.
Kati mulokole
now born again.
Ebyo kuyita omuliro gwa Katonda.
Calling the fire of God.
Sibigambo bya kusagira sagira ko nakuzanyira zanyira.
Not joking once you play with them.
Tuli serious muvambye kito.
Serious, let's stop childish things.
You made the fire.
This will be firing by your mouth. Blow fire by yourself.
Maraika agena natola kucho na agena masakati gaba kerubi.
Angel goes in the midst of the cherubim.
Wari mguru
in heaven.
Kuchodro cha mukama.
The altar of God.
Kerubi na ateka urubatu mchoto.
Cherubim puts his hand within the altar fire.
Umanyisi maraika ya ateka.
It's not the angel who goes for the fire in the altar.
Maraika na baina gumutolera yo wali
dey. You have to get fire for him. You just wait from outside.
Ukutola yo wali biragiro birala se.
Getting fire from the altar, these are other commands involved.
Chuvaye tusa tugamba.
Mwaka
omu nilogenda wali masakati gaba kerubi. Bakerubi batolo omu nilu.
Bakuteke
mbibatu.
You put in your power.
Ojo masile kumange chizikizi.
Uyuga
wona.
All cities.
Soto mugamba gendo otole.
You don't tell him go get fire from the altar himself.
He does. Bo mugamba toro teka kotola mikono ja ba malaika.
Get from the hands of
cherubim abatola mikuchoto cha mukama.
Get from the altar of God.
Soto mugamba tola direct mukoto.
You don't tell him get fire from the altar by himself.
Mulira ngurejo nokuba gwengo jimanyi.
You must be able to
mugamba toro muliro.
Tell him get fire.
Kuchoto cha mukama.
From the altar of God.
Yiroza muto chibere munti bakerubi babudoria.
Inside you the thought should be that the cherubims get the fire from the altar for this angel.
Arebwe tosome Ezekiel 10 sibwega.
Haven't you read Ezekiel 10?
Ezekiel esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Ezekiel chapter 10 verses 1.
Awonetunula era laba. Mubange lyali waguru omutagwa bakerubi ne walabika waguru wabwe ngejinje lya safiro ngembala eyekifananye kyentebe. Olunyiriri olwokubiri. Nagamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka wansi wa kerubi ojuze ebintu byo byombi ebisirize eby'omuliro ebiva wakati wa bakerubi obimansire ku kibuga.
Yes.
Yamugamba genda wali masakati g'abakerubi.
Told him go in the midst of the cherubims.
Ojuze ebintu by'omuliro.
And fill the pans with fire.
Ebiva omuliro oguvali masakati g'abakerubi.
Fire from the midst of the cherubims.
Ogumansire kubibuga
scatter it over the cities.
Kwetaga bibuga byo nante bibuga byo munsi wano byetaga byo nabi masire ko muri
cities of this world needs to scatter fire
for
not to burn cities.
Kuruno command yeriko yako chamanyanga chizikisa.
Time command is to burn powers of darkness.
Wana tukanga liwe bibuga byetaga okwocho gwadala.
There are cities which need to be in this man.
Nabi bidagutuja kubichusa tugambe katwagala boche kibuga ngayo bacho Sodom ne Gomora.
Commands we shall say let them burn even that city as they burnt Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ati njaya kulaba yaba tumanyira munaku zine musaba zine zoluva.
I want to see people who lies us in these last hours of this world.
Oja kuba president.
You will be a president.
Ekivuga ekimu tujja chocha.
One city we shall burn it.
Tujja gamba abantu bavemu
laba
people bagane.
To depart from it. The one who refuses it upon you.
Wetuolekera siwa kusaba.
Where we are heading on is not a joke.
Mungu akatunda kusema kusema zinga wense.
God's final back on this planet Earth.
Tubagabe bane muva mu kibuga echo.
Tell them leave that city.
Nga kibuga chi?
Like which city? Hey.
Bangabe wali wechiri Jamaica chijudde bikorobero.
One in Jamaica filled of chaos.
Baba chiremeramu malaika wanaba kunkumula ko muliro mwe mu mayi.
Angel will blow fire on
them. Sigamye nti echo chebagambi kati. Naye mukama bwali bangala gidde.
That we are to do it if perhaps God commands that.
Isi agenda katonde chitibwe chitalichiwa mulala.
God will never give his glory to another.
I know komekereza nga chichi.
Has to end up when glory is only for him.
Ari nafaba we zabe tuliranga chichi.
We two servants we feel that is it.
I don't kusigaze chitibwa tukakasenga twaweleza katonda wa obuyinzo busemba.
We prove we served God with the ultimate authority.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati malaika ono wagena masukati gaba
kerubi. When this angel go in midst of cherubim.
Ebibatu abijuzo mulira asutula yo busutwat.
Fills his hands with fire. He just
naye ogo kwasutude mibatu bya malaika.
Carries in the hands of the angel.
Gocha bibuga.
It burns cities.
Sichi.
Not one city. Just fire in the hands of the angel like that. He comes with it. You read that verse.
Ezekiel esule yekumi n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Ezekiel chapter 10 verses 2.
Ti awunayingira zengandaba olunyolokusatu eraba kerubi bali bayimiride ku ruyo olw'ennyumba olwaddyo omusajja bwe yayingira. Ekyene kijjuza olujja olw'omunda olunyolokuna ekitiibwa kya Mukama nekirinnya okuva ku kerubi nekiyimirira waggulu ku mulyango gw'ennyumba ennyumba nejjula ekire olujja ne lujjula okumasamasa okw'ekitiibwa kya Mukama olunyolokutaano n'okuuma kw'ebyawaakiro bya kerubi nekuwulirwa okutuuka ne ku lujja olw'obweru ng'eddoboozi lya Katonda w'omuyinza w'ebintu byonna bw'ayogera olunyolomukaaga awo olwatuuka bwe yayingira omusajja ayambadde bafuta ng'ayogera nti gy'omulira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetooloola nga nti abawulukuka wakati w'abakerubi n'ayingira n'ayimirira ku mabbali ga nnamuziga olunyolomusanvu awo kerubi n'agolola omukono gwe n'ayima wakati w'abakerubi eri omuliro ogwali wakati w'abakerubi n'atwalako n'aguteeka mu mikono gy'oyo ayambadde bafuta oyo n'agutoola n'afuluma.
Owulidde emitendera bwe gibeera.
Had the criteria how they are.
Kerubi abeera n'omukono.
A cherubim has a hand.
Atoza gumu.
He gets fire with one hand.
N'ateeka mu mikono gya malayika ebiri.
To the hand, two hands of an angel.
Ayitegeeza kerubi abeera almost two times.
Means a cherubim is almost two times an angel.
Mubuwavu n'obugulu.
In height. In width.
Nanyima malaika bawanvu bosoma kubikulirwa.
Angels are tall if you read Revelations 10.
Eri musanvu kumi.
Revelations 7, 10.
No, eri.
Revelations 10, 7, 10.
Yeah. Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
So, mchigambe echo.
Now, in that word.
Tweet aga kuda mumbu fire.
We don't need to speak fire.
Malaika wa muriro.
Angel of fire.
Yo chamani gechizikisa.
But powers of darkness.
Ati tuna sababu runji kumsalizi.
We have not prayed well on those prayers.
Hey, wade twasaba rulina ye.
Even though we prayed last time but.
Rubusunguru wetulina ku kibina amange chizikiza nemizimu.
Have on seen
pastor. Rumo yagara simbulira.
At times you feel one who start immediate.
Ne Bible yega moyo wabu nabia afugi wana.
The Bible said the spirit of a prophet is controlled by a prophet.
Ee kutegeza musobolo kola amu no moyo
mutu. To mean you can work together with the Holy Spirit.
Na esonge no keso ke gwo na tuwaye akad.
Let's first finish this issue, you will give us time.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Suba mareka bo muri oje bali ate banji.
Angels of fire, they are there and they are many.
Iranga bo osoma ko mbasika bake kyo kubiri mukaga.
That's you read 2 Kings chapter 6.
Kibinja kiramba kiri awo.
An entire group right there.
Basika bake kyo kubiri esule yo mukaga. Nolu nyiriri olwe 15.
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 15.
Awo muddu wa musajja wa Katonda bwe yagolokoka enkya n'afuluma laba ejjene embalasi n'amagaali nga bizingizizza ekibuga. Omuddu we n'amugamba nti zitusanze mukama wange tunaakola tutya? Olunyolwe 16. Naddamu nti totya kubanga abali naffe banji okusinga abali nabo. Olunyolwe 17. Elisa nasaba nayogera nti mukama wange nkwegayiridde omuzibula amaaso galabe. Awo mukama nazibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba awo laba olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Erisa.
Yes.
Olusozi lujjudde embalaasi.
Mountain filled with horses.
N'amagaali ag'omuliro.
And the chariots of fire. They surround Prophet Elisha. Angels of fire. We call them a camp the whole world. Into moving on to work. In times of being commanded.
The
Spirit of God will be commanding us to do a word like that. Now, armies of angels of fire, they are needed. The prayer of warfare
to
fulfill scriptures of warfare in the prophetic prayers, mostly like this of warfare. In the same word, we need the angel of the scales. Angel of counsel. Angel of times and seasons. Angel of prophecy.
Yeah.
Who watches over scriptures when they are fulfilled. And say fulfilled, then their time is due. Angel of cattle. Angel of scales. Angel of times and seasons. Angel of prophecy. Who watches over all of scriptures be fulfilled. Let appear one which never be fulfilled.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now, angels of war, we need them. As
it's
written in Matthew, as he says, all things will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away until all they have been fulfilled. Angels the one responsible to see if the commas are fulfilled. He has to see where a comma is put, it's fulfilled. You burn. Burn indeed. All those, he watches over them. You first read Matthew, we see. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
Sajja kudibya wabula okutuukiriza. 18. Kubanga mbagamba mazima nti eggulu n'ensi okutuusalwa ebiriggwaawo. Ennaku teemu newankubadde akatonnyeza akamu ak'omu mateeka tekaliggwaawo okutuusa byonna lwe birimala okutuukirira.
Yes.
Tewali wadde nnyukuta.
Not even a letter.
Newankubadde akakoma n'akasajja.
Or a full stop, which will never be fulfilled. For all things will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now, these angels of the scales, they are there watching over till they are fulfilled. And even these alone speak of warfare. They always watch this has not yet been fulfilled.
People
request you remind it to people on the world, pray through it.
That
it will be fulfilled. Even its time is due.
For
Spirit of the one put to remind them. John 14 verse 26. Written you teach them all. And remind them all. Remind them the scriptures and it be fulfilled. Him that angel Revelation 16 verses Revelation 6 verse 5 and 6. Let's read you here. Revelation 6 from verse 5.
Neyali atuddeko ngalina ekigera mu mukono gwe. Olunyolo mukaga. Nempulira ng'eddoboozi wakati w'ebiramu ebina nga lyogera ati, ekiyi ky'eŋŋaano kya dinaali, n'ebiyi bisatu ebya sayiri bya dinaali. Amafuta n'omubisi so tobyonoona.
Yes.
Malaika batambulira ku mbalansi ziba nzirugavu.
They move on the black horses.
Bambara obutuukirivu.
They clothe righteousness.
Abalina ebipimo.
And they have measurements and scales. They are angels of scales. They are of time and seasons. They are angels of prophecy. Every scripture is fulfilled in its time. That put to be fulfilled, those not yet revealed of it in time. Those which you are proclaimed, every time that be fulfilled, those revealed
of it.
The scriptures, they don't end to getting fulfilled. Every time they
are
up to the end. Everyone revealed, pray through it, it's fulfilled then. Ask, you'll be given that it is standing on.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Something you move to understand. In Revelation 6, verse 5 and 6, the angel of the scales, of the measurements. Measuring times and seasons of things. Prophecy. Fulfilled in its time which was marked. That's why in this time many prophecies have to be fulfilled. You will come them to be just close to us.
And
if you see prophecies keeping on being fulfilled one by one. They are involved in this work. And when we reach warfare, as in the Luke chapter 15, they tell you cannot go attack your enemy, strong enemy, except you first count armies that on your side. Even on this world, we need this number of angels according to the war, how it's to stand on the world. Let us read Revelations 14.
No. Luke
14.
Luke chapter 14, verse 31.
Luke chapter 14, verse 31.
Oba kabaka chi, bwabanga agenda mu lutalo okulwana ne kabaka omulala, atasooka kutula n'ateesa ebigambo. Obanga ayinza n'akakumi okusisinkana n'oli.
Yes. What king? Who when is going to make war with another king? Does not first sit down to count whether he's able to attack with 10,000. Meaning to attack one with 20,000. It's impossible. This scripture, get it out, you call angels of measurements and scales. You count for us according to how the world is standing. Reveal us armies of angels that we need. And you proclaim to heavens how we've prayed that we need this number of armies. We need 4 trillion of angels involved in this work. There are 100 trillions up there.
Minus
the billions working in those of chains binding demons. Now they have been involved in the war. And they know according to demons who attacked Uganda, Pearl of Africa, where the best call of this world. God's final back on planet Earth.
In
the revival and restoration of the gospel of salvation. Demons encamped much and attacked to hinder the call. Now we need this number of armies of angels. Send there 1 trillion of holy angels, those of warfare alone. Before we speak those of Gabriel of the message, get them to fight. Before we speak of angels of the seal, those who seal, those who heard the gospel. Have you seen that? Before we call angel of creations, as he worked in Egypt, and he sent flies we can fight a war in that way. We wanted to come in the flesh. If you want the fight, be put in the flesh.
That we have
been in the spiritual world, what do we do?
We
pass it through angel of creations.
Don't you think we're
going to involve him in this war? I show you how he brings the war in the flesh. And we remain in sin, who shift the war in the flesh, will be surprised.
For
those who decide to turn to demons in the world, the human beings, but they turn into demons.
And
we want to first capture the demons first.
And they
bind them in the bottomless
pits.
Those people became demons themselves.
Like
people of Egypt, the times of Moses. And they needed locusts.
Better against weather.
They needed flies.
Better against
they needed the lice.
Better against Mikajifuko
Musai. They needed rivers turning to
better against Olozife.
They needed animals to die.
Mareka Wamazinobutonga.
Water and he gets involved, shifts the water to the flesh. But that we are not to study it now. That secret, and if you act
the world,
and you retain a mentality of demons within you,
we
shall command the worship in the flesh. You see it. Usually
silent.
Happens, but it is silent. And you can see that it is open in the entire world.
Because
I see how things have gotten wild then. And we who serve God, we are enjoying the experience. You know, you go make God a dream.
But
this time you will never speak that word. When we speak of him, people say that's a dream.
From
when the year 2020 began, you will prove that God is not a dream. He is real.
There
is nowhere they have ever proven.
It's
never stretched a heavy hand. They prove him when he stretched it. Everywhere we've studied him is proven when he's
broken.
When he keeps silent, everyone takes him a joke.
They
take him as a dream.
So, mchigambecho.
Now in that word, in Revelations chapter
11,
the angel of measurements enters the city, measures it up.
It
calculates, counts the war very well. Those remain remnants and those who are going to be taken over. Let's read we here. Revelations chapter 11, verses
1. Malaika anga yogira anti golokoka ogire yekalu ya katonda nechoto nabasinzizamu olunyo lwokubiri n'olujjo luli ebweru wa yekalu luleke ebweru soto lugera kubanga lwawe bwaba mawanga n'ekibuga ekitukuvu bali kiri nyirira emyezi 42
nawe bwa kuga malaika
nawe angel of measurements
baba era nabuli kipimo cho na
every measurement garment gadgets.
In
the other way, they know to appear as doctors in our dreams.
Treat
all form of sicknesses. But they have all form of measurements. He even gives you. He said, you first see. See the demons which are in your city. And you look them, you see
100,
and running. And the number randomly is counting. And you say, no. Let us
have
one battalion of angels of war.
He
gave to John to measure himself.
You
may not see it, count and then see what's in there.
We
want no thieves in the city
Kampala.
We shall not come out there, we shall speak them out on television. We don't need to enter intelligence of government. We have our government in heaven.
This number stays here.
Joke with the kingdom of God in the midst of the world. We don't waste time. Prostitutes, like 10,000 of you. This place, even here, there are this number. These people would wonder. What came for us?
It's
the kingdom of God in the midst of the world reigning within it. It reigns in the midst of the kingdom of children of men. When you will understand in the time like this. In America,
we have
rebels this number, this and this place.
Will change location,
they will show us where you've gone. Where demons are hidden, yet you human beings now. In Zechariah, chapter 2, verses 1 and
2,
even measuring lines, they have them which they used to measure. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1.
Nenyimusa amaaso gange nentunuulira era laba omuntu ng'alina omugwa ogugera mu ngalo ze. Olunya olwokubiri ne njogera nti ogenda waggwe n'angamba nti okugera Yerusaalemi ndaba obugazi bwakyo bwe buli n'obuwanvu bwakyo bwe buli.
Yes.
Ngana malayika alina omuguwa agera.
With the measuring line measuring.
Meza z'abana abasajja ziba za mutawaana.
The measure of these angels are so wild.
I mean, what one on our
stands here and stretches it out. And they count the height, the length. Yeah, there is a mountain in here. You think it's on you who have technology. We show you roles of your cities. This is beyond on God. We need them in warfare, even in every place. Because they're the ones who count and calculate.
So
now that's the angels.
They
are one you need to know, both involved in prayer of warfare. The angel Michael who chased the demons, even to trap them. The Abaddons of the chains bind the demons in the bottomless pit. The angel of fire to burning powers of darkness, demons
in
different form of sicknesses. The angel of measurements to calculate, to fulfill prophecy of Holy Scripture, count for us armies those we need in the serving of the gospel, those who are first in this gospel angels come from heaven, join on us. Now that is how it is. Now we shall command the prayer, prophetic prayer of fasting and supplication to God. What you have not in it, then how does it move? May God bless you. When we have finished that, we shall head on to the third phase of the answering of God. God
has
made Satan and his demons, even the wise and the powerful of the world, their scheme fall on them. What is next? May God bless you. Thank you for coming.